flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
High noon here on WEEI. It's Jones and Keith. Get back to your phone call, 617-779-7937. We did our Friday four-pack. We gave you our Bozo parlay. Not just touchdowns this week. We're running out of games. We can't pick five touchdowns in 12 games, 15 games, 16 games. So two games. We gave you some props on top of some touchdowns this weekend. You can follow along. We'll tweet those out at Jones and Keith on Instagram as well. We'll get to the week in review at 12:45. We'll get to Keith's keys to championship weekend at 1 o'clock sharp, about an hour from now. So stay tuned for it. When it comes to the Celtics last night, Joe Mazzulla didn't just wave the white flag. The whole team waved the white flag.
Pretty bad. Yep.
They lost 117-96, worst loss by final margin of the year. And I do keep coming back to something Forsberg said last night on the broadcast that, well, Tatum was named an All-Star earlier in the day.
Yep, congrats.
Good for you,
yep.
Jason.
Good get.
It was L.A. It's LeBron. It's a nationally televised game. It's a late game on TNT, but it's a nationally televised game. For everybody who said the Celtics are bored, fine. I don't give them that excuse, but if you do, fine. They're bored. It's January. They're not as locked in as they will be in the postseason. I'll grant you that on some level.
All right.
Isn't last night a game they should have got up for?
I thought so. Even if you want to sprinkle in like the Olympic stuff, which I thought was going to be more of a thing than it was. I mean, you look at the two Warriors games, not sure how much of a thing it was, but LeBron and Davis were two guys that got big burn in the Olympics. You thought maybe Jaylen Brown would have sort of a point to prove or something like that. No. You would think that this would be one that maybe you have circled. Not that the Lakers look like they are a NBA title contender, but it's still LeBron and Davis in L.A., the one time you play them there all season long. I don't know, nationally televised game, even though it's a late one. You've also been kind of scuffling, so you thought maybe there'd be sort of a wake-up call. You know, you needed overtime to beat a Clippers team that didn't have Kawhi Leonard or James Harden. You lost to the Raptors not that long ago. You lost to the Hawks not that long ago. You'd think it'd be, all right, let's put those behind us. Let's rip off some wins here. Let's pile up some, go on a little bit of a winning streak. And no, it's the opposite. And for like the fifth time in a month, we're asking the question, is this the worst loss of the year? No, is this the worst loss of the year? It's been a little bit of a mess, especially when you have all your guys. Another thing we've said a lot after these losses, you had all your guys. You don't have the excuse of, well, you really needed to lean on Nemus Cata. No, maybe you might be better off leaning on Nemus Cata.
If you played all your guys on the front end of the back-to-back against the Clippers, and you went to overtime, and now it's the second night of a back-to-back, although there's no travel, it's L.A.
Yeah.
There's no travel.
Different building,
fine,
though, now.
That's a good point, actually.
It used
to be
the same building.
It's not just Staples anymore, you're right. But minimal travel.
No, I mean, please, there's no travel.
So, if you did it that way, all your guys played on the front end of the back-to-back, no Porzingis, no Horford on the back end of it, and the Lakers were off, maybe.
No, you went for it.
You got everybody, but you got reinforcements. Holiday, Porzingis, Horford, they were all off on the front end of the back-to-back. You should have lost that game, oh, by the way. Jaylen tried to lose it late in regulation. So, no, I didn't see last night coming. Maybe if they lost a close game, maybe if they were shorthanded, maybe. They had everybody, and it wasn't a close game. It's their worst loss of the year by final margin. So when I see texts like this, I have thoughts on it, Keith. I'm curious how you'd respond.
All right.
617-779-7937. Text line, same as the phone number. You could jump in there, too. What'd you guys expect? Celtics to go 4-0 on this trip? They're 2-1 right now.
So I also don't look at every loss the same way. I mean, this was not all that competitive a game. They were getting the doors blown off them right in the first half, and it was just a bad effort. Losing a close game in overtime and LeBron hits an incredible shot or Anthony Davis makes an unbelievable play versus we're not even going to play our starters in the fourth quarter because the game is over, I look at those as very different. So you're right. If they win on Saturday and they come back home and they went 3-1 on the road trip, you're right. Overall, that's not bad. But it's more how they've played. considering they've played a lot of games like this over the last 20-game stretch.
Yeah, I'd point out, too, Eddie House made the point to highlight that they spent last night in L.A. as well.
Oh, okay, so then forget it.
And I don't know what the and I say this honestly, I don't know what the scene is like in L.A. right now. It's obviously horrifying.
True.
With, you know, more wildfires still sprouting up out there. And so I honestly don't know. Is the nightlife the same? But they spent two straight nights in L.A., and they look like they look last night. Tatum looked disinterested. 12 field goal attempts. So I don't know. Eddie House is the one who pointed that out. I caught my ear when he said it on the post game. They were there. They get in late the night before the Clippers game. They're there after the Clippers game. They play the Lakers game. They stay another night before they leave. I don't know. They looked disinterested there, but that's one game. This has been a longer stretch. Terp actually just walked in the other room. We highlighted these numbers from Terp earlier in the day. I'm going to do it again because they're good. And I already see the Twitch chat. Sometimes teams have a bad month. Okay, sometimes they do.
All right.
The defending champs probably shouldn't be playing like this. And when they do, I think it's fair to point it out. Maybe you can shrug.
Because I thought
I think it's fair to point it out.
I thought they were going to be better. They brought everybody back. We're like, oh, wow, Peyton Pritchard, sixth man of the year candidate. Wasn't that a year ago?
Keith, this is a legitimate topic.
Year, yes.
It's a legitimate topic we did like a month into the year. Are they better than they were a year ago? And we both said.
Yes.
Yes.
The answer is yes. They won 64 games
Peyton
and the
Pritchard,
title.
Pritchard, sixth man. They're on pace to shred teams. Yeah. They're shooting the lights out. We all thought, yes, they were going to be better than a year ago.
Before you get to Terp's stat about how they've played over this last stretch, another thing that just jumps out, and you can't really ignore it now. So last night was their 14th loss of the season.
Oh, yeah, this is good.
Last year, their 14th loss came when they already had 48 wins. They're 31-14 right now. Everybody's been on they've lost more home games than they have this year already than they did last year. True.
Is losing but more games.
They need to rip off 17 straight wins to be at the same spot that they were a year ago. And yeah, I thought they were going to be better. Nobody was saying 82-0. I think very few people were saying 74 wins. I think it was more
65, 66.
Yeah, what's the team record? Can they go for the team? Can they go mid? They hit 64 a year ago. Can they be in the 60s? That still leaves plenty of nights for the, hey, didn't have it, didn't shoot well, or, oh, that, you know, that team came up and bit you, or, oh, Tatum was out of the lineup. There's plenty of those. It just seems like it's been pretty frequent this month.
Yeah, I think they're on pace for 55. I'll do the math real
quick. That's...
But I believe they're on pace for 55, which to me is just, that's underwhelming.
Yeah, that is.
Is all that would be. What's their win percentage?
It is.
689.
Yes.
Okay.
Almost nice.
It's true. It's almost very
so
nice.
What is it, 55 wins?
Yeah. I believe they're on pace for 55.
Like, that's how many, the Kyrie Irving team had in, 2018.
Yeah. So they've been disappointing. Here are some of the numbers from Terp. Over the last 7 weeks, they're 12-10. Over the last 20 games, they're 10-10. In January, they're 7-5. Over their last last 10, they're 5-5. Longest win streak over that stretch, 3 games. They've won back-to-back games in that stretch, just 3 times, including going into last night's game. So it's been a while that they're scuffling. And Jaylen Brown, to me, has caught a lot of heat. And I think rightfully so. He's been moody. He's complaining about his role on the team. He has highlighted the change in substitution patterns that Missoula's done, although they pivoted back.
Mm-hmm.
But he's highlighted that where Jaylen Brown was the one checking out around the 6-minute mark, not Tatum. That's, again, flipped back, but he's highlighted that. So I think Jaylen's caught a lot of heat. How about Tatum? Tatum last night, season low in field goal attempts, largely looked disinterested in a game that you'd expect him to get up for. He's named an all-star. So I'm not going to absolve Tatum. You brought up something that Gary Washburn wrote earlier today in the Globe that, well, Pritchard's gone into a funk and Derek White isn't the same and what about Sam Hauser and this and that. I'm not worried about those guys. I'm worried about Tatum and Brown.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's the NBA, so it starts with the best player, especially when you have two guys that have been all NBA and two guys that have won a title. Like, it's those guys. Everything else helps. You obviously want good Drew Holiday, good Derek White, and, you know, 1 through 8 all playing really well. A couple of texts. I don't really subscribe to this. It says, you realize every championship team mostly don't play better the next year? And teams get better in the offseason. So do you think that their record is worse because the league is better? Because I don't.
Me neither.
I think the league is the same.
We thought
maybe a little worse. Like, there's nobody you're like, holy crap, look at this team.
Well,
I know Cleveland's playing well, but I'm saying, like, if you look around, there wasn't, like, the formation of these super teams.
Well, the Knicks the Knicks could be better.
Knicks might be better.
But we thought Philly got better, and they're way worse.
Oklahoma City, you played once. Mm-hmm. So they're awesome, but like they're not in your conference or your division. And then there's another text about you know, the next year championship teams. And so I looked up the first year that Curry won the title, because everybody wants this Celtics team to be like that Warriors team and go on these long runs and be at the top of the league. They followed up their first title win with the most wins ever in the regular season. So as soon as the bullseye was on their back, now they lost in the finals, and you can talk about that. You know, Draymond got suspended and all that. But we're only talking regular season, because that's where we're at. We're at the almost the end of January. They won whatever it was, 60-something games in the title. Then they won 73. The most recent champion before the Celtics was the Denver Nuggets, right?
Mm-hmm.
They won 53 games in 23 and the title. The next year, I know they didn't win the title, but regular season-wise, was there a drop-off? No, they won four more games. So they were a better team in the regular season, even though everybody circled them. Everybody was like, that's the team to beat. So I don't think it is the norm for teams to win the title and then get much worse, especially when there's no glaring difference. There's no, oh, Kevin Garnett is hurt, or there's no Michael Jordan's playing baseball. There's no, like,
right
thing that stands in the way. This
obvious
team is
explanation. Yeah.
There's been, yeah, Porzingis has been hurt. He was hurt for most of the title run. They've had Brown and Tatum most nights.
And it's been worse since Porzingis came back. They were better when Porzingis was out.
There's actually been more games that we've looked at it, and you said they don't look right when everybody has been available. So they've played 45 games this season, and Derek White has missed two, Tatum has missed three, Jaylen Brown has missed seven.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You know, so like they've had their guys for
the most part.
And some of that is injury, but some of that is rest.
And Porzingis technically was out there last night, but I think he's still hiding under the bench after LeBron dunked
on.
I think he still ran. I think he ran down the. I actually saw Porzingis run down the tunnel screaming, hiding from LeBron
on
that dunk. Yeah.
I think he's all right.
So just to localize it, Keith, you're bringing up that Warriors team. When the Celtics won in 08, they won 66 games. The following year, Garnett was hurt down the stretch. Do you know how many games that team won?
Oh, the 09 Celtics?
Yes.
58.
62.
Oh.
So they dropped off a little bit from 66 the year prior.
All right.
They had a real good excuse. Arguably their best player got hurt.
No Garnett for a while.
And even let's say the team leveled off from 64 wins to 62 this year. Everybody's back, but they go from 64 to 62. I don't think we complain and go, they're two games worse. Why aren't they there? They're on pace to be almost 10 games worse than last year. So I think even if you want to shrug it off and say it's no big deal, you've now been doing that for weeks, okay?
Yeah.
Because when they first started to have a bit of a hiccup and they weren't playing well, it was a week, and it was a bad game here and a bad game there, and I think a lot of fans would shrug it off. Our job is to highlight these things and point them out and, you know, shine a light on them, but you can shrug and not engage, and that's fine. You've been shrugging for a while now. It's been weeks. It's been a month. I mean, going back to Terps' numbers, it's been 7 weeks of them playing 500 basketball.
Because each game we would talk about them, and then we would always end with the same, well, nobody's going to beat them. Like, we're pointing out some of the issues right now, but push comes to shove, seven-game series, I'm not going to take the other team. Now's the first time where, like, I'm not as confident saying that. Now it's like, all right, can they just turn it on? Like, have they been trying to turn it on, or are they just waiting to turn it on? Like, are they going to all of a sudden figure it out? Or, like, is this the year that Cleveland just plays well all season, keeps it together, stays healthy, and potentially knocks them off?
So here's what I believe about the Celtics. You can't do this for the rest of the regular. Can we all agree on this? They can't play 500 basketball for the rest of the regular season and then wake up in April and say, okay, we're going to turn it on now. Can we all agree with that? They can't do. They have to at some point pull out of the funk that they're in. Oh, 500, it's not that bad. Oh, they're 2-1 on the road trip. What'd you expect? They were going to go 4-0? Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when the first two games.
Yeah, why not?
The first two games, you've played against a shell of a team. The Warriors had a bunch of guys out. Curry played.
Yeah.
But the Warriors had a bunch of guys out in that game. No one played for the Clippers the other day. No. So 2 year wins were against banged up teams where they didn't even play their guys. So, yeah, I expect you to go 4-0 on this trip. Here's what I'll say, and I think this is being very, very gracious to anybody shrugging. Can we all agree if they keep doing this for the rest of the regular season, the team can't just wake up and flip the switch come the postseason? I strongly feel that way.
Well, no, that's a good question. Like, what's the bar? So for those that aren't worried, and that's fine, and whatever your reasons happen to be, but, like, is there even a line? Or is it like they can just ping-pong win-loss all the way to the end of the year,
and
which
then,
would put them at, I don't even know, what are they, how many games over 500? Whatever. Like, just, you know, you play out the season at this same rate.
They are right now 17 games over 500.
All right, so I can't do the math on enough. But basically, like, they'd be, that would be another half of the season playing like this. I don't know how you could possibly look at it. Like, you know, some people were saying, all right, teams have bad months. All right, if you want to give them the month, so then shouldn't they turn it on right around the All-Star break and right around there and turn it? And then you say, oh, maybe it is. Maybe it is just like a little bit of a blip.
Yeah. And you
know,
right
now, the case with the Bucks a couple years ago when they weren't playing well and then they really struggled in the last 2 weeks of the season and got knocked off in the first round?
Yeah. I'm sure.
Yes.
Jacob's saying yes. Jacob's a Bucks fan. Jacob's saying yes.
Yep.
So
that was the end of Budenholzer.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to just look the other way, but if you tell me when the line is. Is it another month? Like you said, if it's just a bad month, teams just have bad months. So if they have another bad 2 weeks, it's really been a bad 7 weeks, by the way, but if they have another bad 2 weeks in the Twitch chat, you'll say, hey, you guys were onto something.
Yeah.
If they don't turn it around quickly, this team can't just wake up in the playoffs and flip the switch. That I firmly believe. Where the line is, we can debate, but that I firmly believe. 617-779-7937. And Tatum is annoying. The whole thing with Tatum bothered me last night. Extra night in L.A. Where's your head at? That's Eddie House asking that, not me. Where's your head at? And on top of that, it's like, oh, okay, what does Tatum need to win a championship? Does he need to be carried by Jaylen Brown and, to Gary Washburn's point, the whole entire bench, and have the other team missing their best player in every single round?
That was the formula last year.
Until the finals. Is that what you need to win a championship? Because if you need that, I don't think you're ever going to get that again.
Do you want the record month by month from last year's team?
Yeah.
All right, so October they were 3-0. November they were 11-4.
Mm-hmm.
December they were 12-2.
Mm-hmm.
January, 11-5.
Okay, that's still winning 2/3 of your games.
Correct.
But that's their worst month so far. Yep.
February, 9-1.
Mm-hmm.
March,
good.
12-4.
Uh-huh.
And then April, 6-2.
So they did not have a month like this last year.
No.
Not even close.
No.
Interesting. 617-779-7937. On the Bruins, Keith.
Yes.
Season saver?
Some are asking.
You asked.
It was a significant win, though. It was the way they played. On top of who they played, right? One of the teams you're fighting for a playoff. So if the Bruins miss the playoffs this year, there's a decent chance maybe Ottawa Senators are one of the teams that are in there.
Yep.
And so the way they've been scuffling, right? After that 6-game losing streak, we thought maybe they're going to dig themselves out of it, and then they've kind of dug themselves back into it.
It's just a bad month for the Bruins. What are you freaking out about? It's just a bad month.
Maybe it was.
Yeah, they're just playing badly for a month.
No, but yesterday, as bad as, you could maybe say it this way, as bad as the Devils game was, the Senators game was as good.
Agreed.
Right? Like, look, so it's sort of like, all right, maybe those two cancel each other out. Now you're like, all right, what's next?
People might think we're joking. Last night was a legitimately good win for the Bruins.
I'm not being funny.
I didn't mean Marchand running around doing the throat rip, the MacGruber throat rip.
Try to grab somebody's Adam's apple out of their throat.
I didn't need that. So I didn't need Marchand picturing whoever it was, Cousins, on Ottawa, picturing him with Keith's face over there trying to rip their throat out.
It was not ideal.
I didn't need that.
No.
And so I'm not saying it was perfect last night, but good win. Pastrnak had the gorgeous feed to Morgan Geeky, who he has good chemistry with.
Geeky's good.
Geeky's playing very well.
Geeky's playing good.
I mean, ever since Pastrnak demanded off that line, he's got a lot of chemistry going on with Morgan Geeky. You won without Swayman, who, by the way, Hockey Jones will take the L on this. I guess Swayman's practicing today.
Whew.
Okay, so I thought he might be out for a chunk of time. I was nervous.
Sacco told you upper body minor.
He did. I didn't believe him, but he did say that. Corpy played well last night.
He did.
So good win for the Bruins. I was watching personally on Nesson last night. That's where I was watching. I guess I missed Unobstructed Views with our guy Razor.
They were doing the alt cast with friend of the show, Andrew Raycroft. It was Tuukka Rask and Patrice Bergeron. They had a bunch of cast of characters in and out, but I think those guys all game.
David Krejci was on there. I want to get to something he said, too.
Yeah, he was.
But somebody sent you this clip?
Yeah, somebody specifically sent me this clip. So thank you. I forget who it was on Instagram. But they take Twitter questions? Like, why not?
We got to get some. We'll get maybe Razor to answer some Twitter questions.
So I'm not sure who the person is reading the Twitter questions, but you're going to hear a Twitter question read and then answered by Patrice Bergeron. Let's see what it is.
Okay. Bergie, when you were a captain, how did you handle media reports of strife between players in the locker room?
I actually had to grab a dictionary and look up strife before I could answer. That's
strife
what got
is
me, really.
Way too smart of a word for us.
Truthfully, it's just too bad that like you have to answer those questions because like for the most part, it's always kind of like one of those things that's kind of made up. It's a nothing story. Then you have to kind of, you know, the Martian imposter. It's just unfortunate that they have to answer those questions. I kind of feel bad for them. But at the same time, it's like you talk, but you laugh, and then you kind of move on, right?
Is that what Marchand did? Do you think they kind of talked, so laughed, and moved on?
I had a different takeaway.
That was my reading of it.
I had a great point.
Did you talk, laugh, and move on? Or did you spend 5 minutes saying that the guy who reported that should be fired, and then you went to Instagram and found all the photos from you and Pasternak on a photo roll and posted them to pretend like everything was fine?
Mm-hmm.
Is that laughing and moving on? I didn't get that sense.
So, yeah, I mean, that how Bergeron explained it is not exactly what Marchand did. He said they laughed about it, but he didn't seem very jokey and in a laughing manner.
But he's saying like that's what you would do. He's like, as a captain, he's like, oh, it's too bad that you have to do it. And like, usually it's made up. In this case, it's not made up, but maybe that's what he's going for there.
I mean, how many times did Bergeron have to address any of that over the years?
I feel like.
Not often, I don't think.
Really remember.
It might have been clipped out. They talked about Byron Bitts, I guess, got in a preseason fight with somebody.
Preseason, there might have been a little fight.
Like way back when?
Yeah.
How often did Bergeron have to answer it? Which to me, you could say, yeah, it's made up and it sucks. You have to answer it and
maybe,
you laugh it off.
Maybe around the time that they...
Tim Thomas?
No, or like not even locker room strife, but I guess more like, hey, Claude Julien just got fired and Cassidy just got fired. That's different. It's apples to oranges.
None of that was made up.
No, but like... Sort of out of the norm, and like as a captain, you have to sort of be the voice of all that stuff. But yeah, I don't know. Interesting
indeed. You guys were telling me I didn't see this. Krejci came on.
Do we have this clip or no?
Yeah, we have
do.
This
okay.
too.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Wait.
Nick's working overtime. Back
I have
there.
Not heard. Nick is earning the paycheck for sure. What? Let's hear. I've not heard this yet. You guys were telling me about this, but when Krejci came on, he said something interesting.
Yeah.
Let's say 15 to 20 games this year.
Yeah.
So far.
What do you think?
I mean, you
can say whatever you want.
Yeah.
Are we alive?
Okay, so is he joking? I don't think so.
That sounds more
jokey than I think, but basically they're asking him, what do you think of the Bruins? And he goes, are we live?
Yeah. I don't think he thinks they're playing all that well, would be my guess.
Yeah.
And he was probably going to swear. So he was like, I'll leave it at that.
So wasn't there a football player this happened? Was it Smith and Jigba when they fired somebody? He's like...
Yes, when they fired
Shane Waldron.
When they fired Shane Waldron.
He buried him.
He's like, are we live?
Are we live?
Yeah.
That is kind of what just happened with David Krejci.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Hmm.
Uh-huh.
Unobstructed View. It's a wacky show they got going on.
Those guys do all kinds of stuff. I saw them, you know, answering Twitter.
He's in a better mood there than he was yesterday with us, I can tell you that.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He is hanging out with Tukes and Berge.
Yeah,
so.
It's true.
That's true. He's got his guys.
Well, you're in the dressing room with your twigs and your buckets.
I get it.
Your flow.
Yeah.
You
having a much better time.
Wearing sweaters.
No doubt.
In a dressing room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that does make sense.
Don't step on the B.
No.
Don't step on the B.
How dare you?
Yeah, those guys were just cutting it up. I saw they were doing some blind rankings. You ever done that? It's like a Jimmy Fallon bit that they stole, I think, where like they'll basically give you like, all right, we're doing top five, you like top five quarterbacks or whatever.
Okay.
Based on this list.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, rank these five quarterbacks, and I'll hand you one. So you'll be like, you might be handed like Joe Montana, and you're like, I don't know who the other four are going to be, so where do I put them?
Got it.
So it's a fun, a lot of hijinks ensue.
Good.
Yeah, they're doing that.
Should we steal it from them after they stole it from Fallon?
Yes.
It's a good little bit.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay.
We'll do that next.
We'll work on it. 617-779-7937. Lottie waiting patiently on the Celtics. You can jump in on the Bruins as well. We'll get back into the Patriots. Championship weekend plus week in review comes your way after trending with Nick.